Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
8:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Maryland football getting ready for a big one this weekend. Disappointing loss last Friday night.
That's one way to put it.
I try to put it mildly.
It was crushing. Damn.
Joining us right now, father of the late Jordan McNair. He is Marty McNair. Good morning to you, Marty.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me, man. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Here with Ed Norris, myself, and Jeremy Carr. Now, we all know the story of your son, what happened at the University of Maryland. How have you taken that tragedy and tried to turn it into triumph?
Well, hey, guys. Hey, Rob, I'm going to tell you, man, to be honest, you know, life has changed drastically. What we decided to do was, Jordan's mom and I, man, was really to get into a sense of advocacy, because the main thing for us was, when Jordan got injured, man, he had a heat stroke on the field. And, you know, I, like the majority of people in America, that it wasn't aware of heat stroke. I just thought when you were in the sun too long, your body overheated and you cooled down. I had no idea that it would be fatal from us going from a healthy guy Tuesday morning to an emergency liver transplant less than 72 hours later. And, man, it was just so much that, you know, we really didn't know. And one of the things that we kept asking ourselves was, if we don't know these things, how many other parents in America don't know these things? And it was just really a lot of information that, you know, we really just weren't knowledgeable of. And I was really, my thing was, I was really totally aware of all of the young people that had died as a result of complications from heat stroke and how often they happened. And it was just like, you know what, I hadn't heard anything. Jordan was always a lifelong athlete. And it was like, you know what, we decided to just get in front of it and do something about it and just try to give it this thing a voice. And we've been moving from there.
And specifically, because I'm very interested, I coached youth football for years, and we had to learn about this. The heat stroke was a big part of, you know, the test we had to pass and things like that. So coaches are aware of it. How do you want to raise the awareness? Is this for the general public? Is to make sure people are complying at all levels, from youth to through college? Like, what is the ultimate goal?
Yeah, the ultimate goal for us basically is really promote awareness, education, and prevention, and really to diminish the deaths. Unfortunately, we've lost, too many young people this summer, last summer. Yeah. Even though the numbers have, since Jordan's passing, the numbers have kind of decreased drastically at the collegiate level. However, you know, we've lost almost 20 kids this summer as a result of, yeah, you know, cardiac arrest and heat stroke. We lost another 18 kids last summer across the nation. So we're seeing so many of these tragedies. We wouldn't know about it because it's not in our backyard where I get all of this. So the main goal for us would really be to just really promote awareness, to education, and the prevention. And the interesting thing is, really the best way that we can be really, really proactive and really, really impactful is to really create legislation. We've got laws passed in the state of Maryland. We still got laws to pass in the state of Maryland. But, you know, really our national platform is really to get a baseline standard of safety all the way across the board that protects all student athletes from these type of injuries. And it's basically, heat stroke is the one incident or the one preventable injury. You can't prevent a torn Achilles. You can't prevent a broken leg. You can't prevent a sprain. But the thing is, you can prevent heat strokes, yep, because they're 100% preventable. Yep. And it's just a matter of being educated, having the right equipment on the field, coaches not running punishment drills like they used to do back in our day, coaches running position-specific drills. A 300-pound lineman shouldn't be running the same drill as a a safety or a wide receiver that could be 150 pounds or half their body weight.
Right.
And most importantly, you know, we have to let young people get acclimated to these type of conditions. Global warming is real. It's hot in a lot of places that it's never been hot in right now. So the main thing is we need that 7 to 14 day window to let kids get acclimated to these conditions and these temperatures. And those are the ways that we prevent and keep our young people safe.
Hey, Marty, you know, I hate to even ask this question or get too personal, but you guys got the phone call, the news that no parent wants to receive.
Yep.
How did you guys go about picking up the pieces and trying to get some sort of normalcy out of life even after all this? And maybe this is a part of kind of helping you guys through. And I hate to put you on the spot here.
Oh, no, not at all. The main thing is this is what the scenario was. Like you say, we got a call on May 29th, to change our lives forever. And my big thing was, do we let what happened to our son take us into this rabbit hole of depression and despair, or do we get in front of it and try to give it a voice? And for me, really, my grief really went into really making a difference. So those first 2-3 years of me just running, that was really my grief speaking the whole time. Like, that was me grieving, and the more I grieved, the harder I worked. And I'm surprised at the stuff that we've got accomplished in the last 3 years that we've been up and running. It's just like, I even look at it as like, wow, but look at the motivation. So, what parent wouldn't do anything for their child? So the motivation is unlike any other.
Marty McNair joining us, father of the late Jordan McNair. Marty, how can people be a part of your organization and find out more of what you guys are doing?
Man, please, go. First thing I encourage everybody is to go to our website, the JordanMcNairFoundation.org, see the work that we're doing. And the main thing is we need legislation. We got a little January's coming up. We need to put bills in place. Reach out to your local congressman or your local representative, political representative, and just kind of get on board with what we're doing in regards to, we have to put the, like I said, baseline standards of laws to keep young people safe. And it's just a matter of, I say all the time, an ounce of prevention is worth $1 million liability on the back end of not being prepared.
Thanks a lot, man. Marty, good luck to you. Continued success, man.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. You guys have a great day. All right.
Thank you. You too. That's Marty McNair. And Jeremy, that's a great question because that's, you know, that none of us wants to get that call. I don't care how old your kids are. Yeah. And to be able to pick up the pieces and move on.
Well, it's amazing how people do this. They find the strength to actually move on and get something positive out of the deepest tragedy you could imagine. And to locally, they get McNair, and you had Yardley Love with the One Love Foundation with domestic violence in college. And, you know, two families that have suffered terrible loss and turned it around and tried to, you know, bring awareness to it.
Yeah, people deal with grief in so many different ways, and you hate seeing it, and you totally understand it when you go through it, when you see a kid die or even a friend, family member, whoever it may be, a loved one, but trying to pick yourself back up and get back to what you would deem a normal life after that is an incredibly difficult thing. And some people will dive right into work or, you know, kind of
or
what Bonnie's talking about. Yeah.
Well, Bonnie, yeah, you're right about that or something worse. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.